This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. News today about U.S. internet companies working with the government to hunt down Chinese hackers. The Wall Street Journal reports that U.S. officials gave American internet providers information on suspected cyber spies in China. It was part of a secret program to defend against espionage. The theft of intellectual property and other data is a growing concern here at home. Chester Wisniewski is at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. He's been following this story. Hi, Chester.
Thanks for having me back, Ben.
The U.S. government has been collaborating with U.S. internet companies to go after Chinese hackers?
Yeah. Well, apparently this is one of these chances where this metadata comes in extremely useful. All of us have heard of these allegations of the Chinese hacking into American companies to steal intellectual property. And turns out the U.S. government is using some of what we call metadata, kind of things like the internet mailing address, if you will, to alert companies that they may be being hacked based on where we're seeing activity from these addresses on the internet.
So we're talking about IP addresses, maybe even potentially email addresses, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Known addresses of interest on the internet, let's call them.
Is this an effective method of going after these hackers?
Like many things, it can be effective if you're very super secret about it. And maybe it's not such a good thing that this news has come out, like many much other news lately about U.S. spying. But the reality is it's easy to change these addresses. But if you don't know you're being observed, you may not change them frequently enough to not be noticed.
Is there anything else about this that strikes you as unusual or interesting?
My perspective as a security professional is one of these situations where I'm very much torn about the story itself, because it is one of the more effective ways we can figure out who may be under attack and what type of information may be trying to be stolen, which is extremely useful for protecting our national interests. But at the same time, this type of activity can be abused and used to spy on people that the government may not actually have an obligation or a right to spy upon, and, it's a slippery slope situation.
Interesting developments. Chester Wisniewski is at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thank you.
Thanks for having me.